Hey friends, Jamie Grace here. I'm going to talk about American Idol, but first, if you like to sing, if you want to sing, if you ever find yourself in an audition or a performance or any type of talent show, singing live thing, I wanted to include some tips in this episode for making your audition the absolute best that it can be. So go ahead and skip to exactly 12 minutes or 11 minutes and 59 seconds or 12 minutes and 1 second. I'm going to give you guys a few minutes of some top tips. I think it's 4 tips that you can carry to an audition or a performance, or go ahead and listen to this full recap of American Idol Hollywood Week episodes 1 and 2. So much to say and so little time. American Idol threw a curveball this week and did a Sunday night and a Monday night episode. And so if you are a West Coast kid like me, this is a Monday episode, as promised. If you're an East Coast kid and you went to sleep at a normal time, then happy Tuesday to you. But as West Coast kids, we're still partying on Monday. What's up? And by partying, I mean I just drank like half a Gatorade and watched the second episode of Hollywood Week of season current of American Idol. And we are going to talk through last night's episode, Sunday night, Hollywood Week episode 1, and then Hollywood Week episode 2. I'll give a quick 2 little things. One, there will be lots of spoilers in this. So if you don't want to have any spoilers, then do not listen to this. And then 2, this ended with the surprise that they're all going to be going to Hollywood and next Sunday, or sorry, Hawaii. I always try to say it like right, but I don't know. I always feel bad. Like, I've spent a lot of time in Hawaii with friends, and then also my sister's husband is half Hawaiian, and so we've spent a lot of time in Hawaii with his family, and they all say like Hawaii, like really cool. I don't know how to say it, but next Sunday night, they're going to be in Hawaii. And actually, I have some friends from Hawaii that say Hawaii. I don't know. Sorry. Back to the point, that'll be Sunday night and it'll be really good, and there'll be lots of live performances, at least live at the moment, in live in front of an audience. In front of a live audience, wow. But we're going to go ahead and recap what happened on episode 1. So if I go through every single performance from both of these episodes, we're literally going to be here all night long, and I won't be able to do that, but I am going to talk about some of my favorites and something that just stood out to me. And so I'm going to kind of zoom through and talk fast. If you're listening to this on iTunes, you can slow down the feature, because I know a lot of people are like, Jamie, you talk so fast. So you can actually like click the little slow down thing. I thought a spider was on my leg just now. It was just my computer cable. I was about to freak out. Anyways, okay, Lacey K. Booth went up first. She's one of my favorites. I have actually a list of favorites. She's on that list. And so she sang the song Natural Woman, a different arrangement of it. I really liked that. And I think she set the bar really high. Had Alejandro up there representing all the homeschoolers. He did the song Sorry by the Biebs. Courtney Penry was up next. She sang Whole Lotta Woman by Kelly Clarkson. She did go home. She forgot some of her words and was very emotional. I do have a comment, though, later about the forgetting the words thing. Also, I guess I am going through every single person that sang. Madison Vanderberg went up next. She sang Already Gone. I've really enjoyed her from the beginning, but I know that she's really young, and a lot of times it's hard to connect to a lot of these songs that have been written by people that have gone through, not saying that like when you're young you don't go through things, but it is a different level of things that you are going through when you're 16 versus when you're 35. And this is coming from someone who, I've always gotten annoyed when people are like, oh, you're young, you don't know what you're talking about or whatever. So I'm not dissing age at all, but there is a different level of emotion when you're singing a song written by someone who is 10 or 20 years your senior. So I think vocally she's got it, but emotionally I know that they were probably pulling for something else. Margie Mays, she's saying, I think, Can I Lay By Your Side or Next to You, not really positive what it's called. Tyler Mitchell saying Don't Give Up On Me. Logan Johnson, he's saying Sensible Heart. Eddie Island saying I'll Follow You Into the Dark. Love that song. Katy Perry saying Firework. She went to ran a little a moment of that with tissue up her nose. I think her voice is phenomenal. Also, I always have tissue up my nose when I have allergies or anything like that. So I really, it made me happy to see that I was not alone in that. Sean Robinson, he is an Atlanta guy. He's saying the song A Change Is Gonna Come. I also think a similar thing with the emotion thing. It's like, you know, be vulnerable, go there. He has the voice. My word, he's one of my favorites, has been from the beginning. Also love that he's an Atlanta guy. Y'all know I'm from there, so it makes me happy. Colby Swift, another one of my favorites. He's saying, I think it's called Every Teardrop. And Luke Bryan gave him his boots. Now, I will say, when I noticed that moment happening, As a Southerner, I know my accent doesn't always show up all the time, but I am from Georgia. I am kind of from the country in a way, and I have boots with holes in them, and sometimes I just prefer to wear those because they make me a little bit more comfortable. And so I found that storyline a little bit interesting, because I was wondering, I don't know, I was like, I thought it was really kind of Luke to give him the boots for sure, but I was kind of thinking, I was like, I wonder if he wants to wear those boots because they make him feel comfortable. And then later on, he says something about them being his lucky boots. And don't worry, this is not the last that we're going to talk about Colby in this episode. Up next was Ashton Gill. She's saying, "I can't make you love me." And then she did go home. Lane Hardy, her dear friend that was also there from last season. I did not write the name of the song down that he sang, but as of tonight, he's still on the show. Jade Flores, another favorite of mine. She wants to be the first female Hispanic country singer. Her falsetto is something magical. I believe in this girl so much, and I hope that she makes it all the way. Myra Tran, she sang the song Chandelier. I guess they're not going to be open about her past, which is her past. Sorry, that sounded like I was saying like a negative thing. But no, her past is not a negative thing. It's just I'm trying to Google it really quick. She won a major singing show. What was it? She competed on The X Factor in another country, in Vietnam. Did she win The X Factor in Vietnam already? I'm not sure if she won or not, but I know that she did win it. So I guess they're not really going to talk about that on the show, but I do think it's kind of interesting because I feel like that would help put a lot of things into perspective as far as her performance and her vocals, which she can really, I still think her very first audition was her best so far. That was my favorite one. Up next, we had Jeremiah Lloyd. I'm glad I wrote his name down because I forgot his name for tonight's episode, but I didn't. Yeah, he was really great tonight, too. It wasn't super pop, but I like classical music. I like Broadway. I like standards. And it was a little bit more on that in that realm. Walker Burroughs sang, I didn't write the name of the song. Oh, wait, hold on. My husband's calling me. He had to go on a late night grocery store pregnancy run. Okay, let me clarify. I just got off the phone. So he's been seeing this Sprite commercial, the Sprite Limeade, Sprite Lemonade, whatever that commercial is. We both were craving it, but he was just calling me like, "Hey, are you craving cereal this week?" And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I am. We ran out of it." What a good husband. It is. I'm so pregnant. I'm just all the time. I'm just thinking about what food I do and don't want to eat. That is what consumes my brain all day. Did we talk about Walker Burroughs yet? I did not write the name of the song that he sang, but there were lots of walk downs and I thought it was really great. I think he's a very talented young man. And he's one of our favorites. Nate Walker, he's saying, "I believe in you and me." Oh my word, my heart was breaking just watching all the stuff that he was going through vocally and losing his voice and stuff, but he's okay. He pulled through. And I'm happy that he's still on the show. Nick Townsend did Life of the Party. Lauren Ingalls saying, "Jesus Take the Wheel," and then she went home. Always sad when that happens. Wade Cotta, he is my husband's favorite. I do think he's going through. Yeah, because when they told him he was going to Hawaii, he goes, "I gotta get more shorts." And my husband busted out laughing at that. My husband loves him so much. Demetrius, I didn't see his audition. He sang the song Wind Beneath My Wings. His mama was really sick, and I'm really glad that her surgery went well. I know how that feels to be on stage while your mom is really sick, and so I'm really happy that she pulled through. I wrote down, I guess the people that were going through the next round were Juan Pablo, Evelyn, Ashley Hess, Clay Page, and Shay. Shay is one of my favorites, as you guys know. Then we have the group rounds. This is still from Sunday night's episode, Hollywood Week episode 1, a group called Diversity. They sang Stronger by Kelly Clarkson. Jade went home. Yeah, there we go. That's where I get upset. Jade went home. I don't think she deserved to go home. I understand that I think actually her performance there was really great. Maybe if somebody wanted me to rewatch it, I would. But even if it wasn't perfection, I think that everything else that she did up to that point was worth her staying. And I think she should have stayed. I think she's something different. She's something unique. And I'm really sad. And if they have like some sort of comeback Twitter episode, y'all are going to see me all on Twitter. It's her and one other person there are a lot of people that went home that don't get me wrong. It broke my heart, but there's two people in particular that went home that I'm angry about, like genuinely angry about. And Jade was actually, no, sorry. There are three. Yeah. There could be a longer list because I just get emotional. But then there was a girl named Mariah. I hadn't heard her before. And I get really sad about that when they show us people in Hollywood Week that we haven't gotten to see before. And so I was a little bit disappointed about that. Like, only because I'm like, man, I wish we could have, like, heard them sing more. And then some more people went home. Zeb, he's got twins back home. My heart was broken because he just seems just like a sweet family man. A girl named Chloe. Chloe, I believe, was one of my favorites from the auditions. She's a wonderful singer, but I think she's really young and maybe just needs some growth. And then Ethan Payne. Oh, what a sweet kid. Broke my heart. But he seems like he really has a good head on his shoulders and I think that this could have been just a great experience for him in general. Then there was a group called Diamond Dixies. Looking at my notes, Colby was in this group and Colby went home. And he should not have gone home. I understand that he didn't get the words right. But did y'all hear him sing that song in Spanish and English like 30 minutes before? Were we watching the same show? He deserved another chance. I'm sorry. There could be things that happened behind the scenes that I'm just not aware of, that I don't know what happened. Maybe he threw something at a producer or a cameraman or something, and so they had to make up a reason why he went home. I was just angry because, again, the forgetting the words thing, Wade forgot his words and he went through. So it's not a standard of, oh, if you get your word, you automatically go, you know, don't get to go through. I don't think that it should be presented that way, because clearly that's not the standard. Colby should not have gone home. He should not have gone home at the end. The people that went through, Katie from Atlanta, but I do think she later went home. Lane went through, and then Lacey K, of course. Then there's a group called Victoria's Secret. There's a guy in there named Grayson. I hadn't heard him before till then. And I was like, man, he was really good. Like, I would have loved to hear him sing some more. There's a group called Unexpected Vibe. It was four young Black people that thought they were all fantastic. I wish all four of them could have gone through. There was one girl that I hadn't heard. Actually, none of them I had seen their original auditions. And William Oliver, he was a church music coordinator, which I think makes so much sense as to why. Not saying the other ones didn't add to this, but I think it's so much sense as to why their vocals are so tight. It was especially special to hear that. You could tell it was directed by some people in the church. And he went home, and I was really disappointed in that. Shay was in that group, who you guys know is one of my favorites. I thought it was beautiful how they had all the glasses to see her perspective. There were just so many things about that group that their vocals, I believe, were exceptional, but even things beyond the vocals that I think that all four of them should have had the chance to go through, but that's just my opinion. And, you know, I don't make the show. Speaking of my opinion, I wanted to give you guys a couple things. This is so random, but for the next 3 minutes, I just want to do a quick little plug, because I know a lot of people might listen to this that are singers, that are artists, that might be on a show like American Idol someday. And you might want to know, how can I do the best audition that I possibly can? I'm not the person to ask, but I am a full-time singer-songwriter, and I do take a lot of notes on these kind of shows. I don't share all my notes on this podcast because I don't know who all is listening, and I don't think it's fair for me to just give constructive criticism to people that I don't know, you know what I mean? But I think if we can learn some things from their performances in general, then I want to share them with you if this helps, if you ever have an audition in the future. One, you don't have to play an instrument. It's not a requirement. If you can't, like, sing and play in your sleep and know the chords off the back of your hand, you know, you can like recite the chords backwards in the chorus, it's not time yet to use an instrument in your audition. It's unfair to you because it causes you to focus more on your instrument than your voice. And then you're getting things confused with rhythm and pace and tempo and time and key and melt. There's so much that goes into it. And you gotta be okay with accepting that. In my live show, I play guitar 80-90% of the time, but there are a few songs where I just don't play guitar. There are a few songs where I mute my guitar during the verses or the bridge, because I know that there are things that I want to do vocally that I don't want to have to focus on my guitar at that present time. And I've been playing guitar for 13-14 years. So it's not about, oh, you're bad. It's about figure out what you're good at, figure out your strengths, and really focus on those. There's nothing wrong with embracing your strengths, especially when it comes to singing for your life or singing for your career in a context like this. Number two, if you feel the nerves, forget about your runs. If you have some amazing run that you've had to practice and learn and really capture, and you're feeling really, really nervous, you don't have to do that run. Learn a version that has a straight note instead of a run. It's better to end your notes with intention. Just a simple ending the note, keeping it really soft and sweet, as opposed to trying to do a run that you're really anxious, you're really nervous, and then it ends up out of key, ends up shaky, and then you end up more stressed out, and then you try to make up for it with more runs after that, and then you're just doing runs after runs, and they're not very tight. It's okay to not do runs. Runs don't make a singer a good singer. There are plenty of people that can run like nobody's business. Let's take this show, for example. Sean Robinson is one of those guys that he can run. That's just who he is. But you're not going to find a guy like Wade Coda doing those kinds of runs. And I think, I mean, obviously they're both doing just as well on the show. I'm not really one to do a lot of runs, and it doesn't make me a bad singer or any less of a singer. So keep that in mind. You don't have to do a lot of runs, especially if you feel yourself getting nervous. You don't have to do all the crazy, big, insane stuff because you want to be more consistent than anything. Some people, like my friend Kristen Taylor, and I also think Sean Robinson is genuinely one of these people, like when they're falling asleep at night, can probably just like do a crazy, insane run just without thinking about it. I have to think about runs. So if you have to think about it, that's okay. Same thing with playing guitar. If you have to think about it, you don't have to always do it. And it doesn't make you any better or worse of an artist or singer. It's just everyone's different, and embrace what your strengths are. Number 3 out of 4, I would say practicing into a metronome, especially if you know that you're going to be singing a cappella at some point. But even if you don't know if you're going to be singing a cappella at some point, trust me, you will be singing an acapella. You will be singing a cappella at some point. So go online and click metronome or click or whatever it is. Get a metronome app, download GarageBand, do some sort of singing to a metronome, singing to a tempo. To the point where you start tapping your foot to that metronome, and you can almost, without music, you can say, I'm going to tap my foot to 80 BPM, and you can just start tapping your foot to 80 BPM because you know what 80 BPM sounds like because you listen to a metronome over and over again. That will help you in so many regards in the future, because you'll also notice that, like, when a song, when you're listening to a metronome and it's making this, like, here, one day when you're singing with a band and you've never sung with a band before, the drummer will likely start off on his hi-hat going. And that'll give you somewhat of an idea of like, oh, wait, that sounds like that metronome I'm always singing to. So always, 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 always practice singing with a metronome. Don't just sing by yourself in the mirror. Sing with the metronome. Sing with music. Sing with the track. Sing with the guitar. Sing with your friend playing guitar. Sing with everything. Like, try everything. Hashtag Zootopia. And number 4, look up the chords, even if you'll be singing a cappella. Even if you don't know how to play guitar, look up the chords, like an ultimateguitar.com or something like that, and see where the chords are positioned above the words of the song, because that'll tell you when the chords change. And singing along while looking at that will help you understand when the notes change and if you're having difficulty, or if you just want to perfect when you should be changing things in your voice and in your own audition, rehearsal, or song. That'll really help you get that down pat. A lot of people would say just read music. I don't know how to read music, so that's like the poor man's version of reading music. But I also think that even if you can read music, it's great to still look at the chords and practice that way, because I just think it could be really helpful. So I lied to you guys. I told you guys that I was going to talk for 3 minutes on that, and I talked for 5. But thank you so much for bearing with me. Okay, let's jump into Hollywood Week episode 2, which was tonight's episode for us West Coast kids, last night's episode for you East Coast kids. And we are going to dig right into all of the things that happened. Now, 95% of the episode were their solo performances with the band and some, you know, proposals as well. But it kicked off with a quick little recap because Nate was having his vocal trouble. I believe Nate Walker is his name. And he was in the group Ain't Going Home. They sang the song for the longest time. I hadn't heard Gazzy or Ruthie, I think, either of them. They were both really great. And all 4 of them did make it home. So they were like, Ain't Going Home, Ain't Going Home. So that was really cool. I was a little bummed that Nate had to keep singing, even though his voice was completely gone. I don't know how I feel about that. I do understand that, like, show business, obviously that just straight up happens. And I'm glad that he pushed through, but I also, I don't know. I could talk about that for like 20 minutes and I won't dig into all of that. But at the same time, I'm glad that he pushed through. I'm glad he remained very humble throughout the process. And he obviously respects the show and what they were asking of him. And that's a really big deal. And so I'm glad that he made it through, because he's a really talented vocalist. Okay, so I won't be able to go through every single artist that performed, because like I was saying about Sunday night's episode, we will be here all night. But I came up with my top 12 performances of the night, which was really difficult because there were a lot of really great performances. And there was a major disappointment on my end from someone that went home, and I will tell you guys and you will get my full opinion on it. But let's start with number 1. Well, in no particular order. Sorry. But the first performance was Walker Burroughs. Y'all, this kid can flat sing. He sang Our Song by Elton John. And I'm like in tears. And my husband's like literally his jaw was dropped. We were like, both of us were just like, this kid is unreal. He's unreal. He's so great. He's top 3 material. I like 100%. I think He should be in the top three. Then we had Ryan Hammond was another one that I wanted to mention. He sang All I Ask by Adele. He's got that church guy swag, but he's like vocally, but he's still got, it's still, like, there's some like some soul in there. So it was cool. Kai, the singer, so precious. She sang, she called an escalator an Escalade. She sang a song called Lost Without You. I wanted to mention her because I think she's honestly showing the most growth out of everyone that we saw from their audition to their band performance. I wanted to also mention Maddie Poppy from last season. She won, very talented artist. And I think Maddie Poppy showed the most growth from her audition to her final performance and throughout the entire show. So I wanted to mention Kai the singer because she definitely has shown a lot of growth since then. I do wish that they wouldn't use tuner on their voices, that we could really hear them raw, but I think she did a good job. Then we had Drake. He's so great. He's sang Always On My Mind. He's in my top 12 favorites of those performances that we got to hear. Gaba, I was really disappointed for two reasons. One, they did not play her full performance. They were like, they were showing her story over her entire performance. I get that they have to do that for production value and everything, you know, but I love that girl's voice and I love the song Jealous and I really wanted to hear it. And then they played a little bit at the end and she did get cut, which I screamed about and still mad about it. I think they should have let us hear the whole thing so that we could all develop a full opinion together. I'm tearing up already again because I really thought she was great. Sorry, I'm really sad. Like, she was really good. I'm gonna go find her on Instagram. Then there's a girl named Kate. I hadn't heard her at all. She sang Daughters by John Mayer. She's from Georgia. I was like, I'm gonna claim you as a cousin or something. I'm from Georgia. That was phenomenal. Shay sang Cry Pretty. I don't think it was her best vocal, but I love how that girl can just stand flat-footed and just like hit notes. I'm like, yeah, that's what you do, Shay. Keep it up, girl. Lacey K. Booth sang Stars. I think she could win. I think she should win right now. That's where I'm at. I really think she could and should win. Sean Robinson, he sang Don't You Worry About a Thing. He did a phenomenal job. I would love to hear him sing something where he cried. I'm not trying to say that I want to make him cry. Like, I'm not trying to make him emotional. I want to see some emotion emoted, you know, from a song. Same thing with Madison. She got cut as well, I believe. I'm still not positive she got cut, so I don't know how sad I'm supposed to be just yet. But yeah, same thing. Alyssa Ragu, I think she made it through. She sang What About Us. And that was another one I wanted to mention because I thought it was a lot of growth from last season. Then Johanna, I think is how you say it. Johanna Jones, she sang Wicked Games. She got engaged on stage. I was so sappy about that. It was so beautiful and sweet. And then honorable mention, we didn't get to hear him sing, but there was a kid named Shelton Gregory. I know his name because he covered my songs a couple years ago. And then we met up backstage at one of my shows with he and his manager. And he came backstage and we sang the song Hold Me, my song together. And so I wanted to definitely mention him because I was like, whoa. Okay, that's cool. I think I mentioned on a previous episode, and I wish they would have had him sing so far, but we haven't heard him sing just yet. But yeah, those were my, I think that was 12, right? 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, that's 11 performances I mentioned. The 12th performance I wanted to mention was Jeremiah's. It was a bit, I think I already said that earlier, but it was a bit more like classical standard than pop, but I love that kind of stuff, and he's vocally really, really good, really talented. So Those were all my thoughts from Hollywood Week episodes 1 and 2. And then next week, Sunday night, we have Hawaii Week, I presume it's going to be called, or final rounds, whatever they call. And they're going to already go into the top 20. It's going to get like, it's going to go so fast. It's going so fast. Like, to think that American Idol is going to be over like right around the time that I'm having a baby. Like, that's weird because it seems like American Idol is going so fast. And it feels like I've been pregnant for 97,000 years. So it's really weird, but I don't know. Anyways, I just heard the garage open. I'm really excited because Fruit Loops are coming to the house. I met my husband's here, and I'm going to go and eat a late night snack. So thanks for listening to today's episode. If you liked it, if you hated it, if you disagreed with me, if you totally agree with me, please tweet me. Let's argue on the internets at Jamie Grace H on most such social media. Subscribe to this podcast if you're enjoying it. If you want something with a little bit more oomph to it, listen to yesterday's episode. It was we dug deep on Proverbs chapter 8, and dang, did I need it, y'all. If you think of it, you know, I would love your prayers. Nothing bad going on. Actually, really great things going on. Just waiting, just in the waiting. Hopefully I can tell you guys one day what I'm waiting on, but I don't know. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I don't know. I'm waiting. and waiting is hard for me. It's not something I enjoy. It's something I'm very used to, but not something I enjoy. So I would love your prayers, sincerely. And sorry, I didn't mean to get really serious. I just did. Again, nothing bad. It's all great. It's just waiting, man. It's just what's going on. Thanks for listening, friends. I love you much. I'll talk to you soon. Have a wonderful day. Okay, bye.